Today is Friday, September 17th, 2021. You're listening to The Huba Show. I'm your host, Patrick Huba, coming to you from the broadcast capital of the world in Schenectady, New York. Little Dave Matthews Band music under my voice. We'll get to that in a minute. That's going to play a very important role in this podcast today. And boy, do we have a show for you today. Oh my God. I've never been so amped up to do a podcast in my life. Well, maybe I have, just not in a while. The reason I'm playing Dave Matthews Band music, and by the way, this is Dave Matthews Band American Baby intro. This was, let's see, this was live from... let's see here. Pavilion Atlantico? No, maybe that's like in Atlanta, Georgia or something. Oh, no, it was from Portugal. Oh, all right, this was recorded in Portugal at the Pavilion Atlantico. And what's that say? Lisbon, Portugal, 52507. So we're going back a ways. Still great. I love this song. I didn't realize it was this old, though. So earlier today, this afternoon, I'm checking my phone, right? And I think it was WRGB, Channel 6, makes a Facebook post on their social media account with a picture of the Dave Matthews tour buses parked at SPAC, because they're performing today, tonight at 7:30, and tomorrow as well. I think it's the same time. I'm like, wow, I forgot all about it, right? And I'm free tonight. So what I did was I went right to Craigslist, like I've done in the past. Haven't seen Dave and his band in a long time. Love Dave Matthews Band, the whole grunge era, 90s, all that stuff. I grew up with Dave Matthews. I've seen them many times in person, especially Woodstock 99. I won't get involved with Woodstock 99 talking about it now, but maybe in a future episode I will, because I've kind of beat that into the ground a couple years ago when they, you know, canned their 50th anniversary. But anyway, so I went to Craigslist like I normally do when Dave Matthews or other concerts are in the area, right? I usually buy tickets the day of, because a lot of times you get a good deal. Keyword, a lot of times, not all the time. In fact, there were multiple occasions before in my life when I wanted to go see Dave Matthews at SPAC. Didn't order tickets because the tickets are out, like they're sold out, the whole place, lawn, seats, everything sold out within minutes when they go on sale. So rather than fight for tickets, I usually just wait to like the day or two or the day of the show. Well, that's what I did today. So I went to Craigslist after I saw the Facebook post that WRGB had about them and their tour bus, all this. I'm like, yes, because if I recall correctly, last year, the show, Dave Matthews Show today and tomorrow, is a cancellation from last year when COVID hit and everything was canceled in upstate New York. So that's what this is. This is just anybody that bought tickets last year and got stiffed or couldn't go everybody couldn't go because of COVID. Their tickets were still good this year for the show tonight and tomorrow. So I went to Craigslist and I just so happened to refresh the feed when somebody made a post, right? And I'll actually read the post to you. This is the post, because I can't like share the screenshot the way my RSS feed is set up for my podcast, but I'll read it to you here. All right. This is under the Albany, New York Craigslist tickets by owner. Let's see here. The title, the bold headline is Dave Matthews Tickets, Floor Section 1, Row J, $75, Saratoga Performing Arts Center. I'm like, wow, Section 1, because I don't remember where all the sections are, so I had to pull up a chart from SPAC, right? The paragraph or the the actual Craigslist ad goes on to say, here's the paragraph. This is what I saw. I read it quick when I was in the car. I was pulled over, by the way, because I was already on the phone with somebody, so I just happened to check this out at the same time. So it says, four tickets to the Dave Matthews Band concert at SPAC this Friday, the 17th, in lower floor seated, section one, row J. And then it goes on to say, directly behind the pit facing the stage. I'm like, the pit facing the stage? What? And it goes on to say, I'm looking to get around $100 for each of them, or $300 for all four. I'm like, well, okay. I mean, that's, you know, these tickets are like at least $1,000 a piece the day of. Because I looked for other, before I went to Craigslist, like a minute before, I was actually on the Ticketmaster website. And the cheapest I could find was like $200. And those were closer to where the lawn is. It wasn't on the lawn. It was still inside seats, but it was closer to the lawn. It wasn't close to the stage, even though the seats are still amazing. And then it goes on to say, I'm not against splitting them up. Splitting the tickets up is what this person was saying, if need be. So I was like, well, let me think. I could probably get them on the phone. I could probably say, you know, maybe I could figure out how. They're probably gone. I figured they're probably gone, but it's worth a shot anyway. So the tickets will be transferred through Ticketmaster. Transfer upon purchase. Okay? Again, I've done stuff like this before without a problem. Never online. If I made a deal with somebody, I would say, hey, you know, where can we meet? I think the last time when I went to see Dave Matthews, man, it's back, it was like a Price Chopper or Hannaford parking lot. You know, always meet someplace public. If you can, if it's flexible, if the transaction is going to be flexible like that. This one wasn't, as you will soon find out. The author of this article, or the ad in Craigslist, which, by the way, is professionally assembled, it says, I should be available via either call or text all week on my cell phone at 313-878-7078. That's the number that I called earlier. All right. 313-878-7078. It says, if you have any inquiries or offers, calls preferred if possible. Thanks in advance, Dion. So, I still had this on my phone, and it wasn't taken down yet because I took a screenshot of it once I realized it was a scam. I didn't realize it was a scam until after they took my money. All right, now let me explain. So since I've gone through stuff like this before, and I'm a very good judge of character, especially when it comes to people, and, you know, very rarely can someone pull one over on me. And if they do, it just adds to my experience, you know, life experience, that kind of thing. So I called the number up, rang a couple times, guy answered. Goes, hello? Hey, I just saw your ad on Craigslist. Are the tickets still available? Oh, yes, they are, but I just got done selling two. There's only two left. How many do you need? That whole thing. I said, oh, man, all I need is two. I said, this is going to be great. 75 a piece? Yeah, 75 a piece. I'm like, why are you selling them? Well, and this is what he told me, right? This guy had an answer for everything right away, which reinforces the fact in my mind that he's probably telling the truth. They were quick. I mean, there wasn't one question. I had a whole bunch. I mean, anybody that knows me, I'm never shy when it comes to questions. I never run out of questions. Since I was able to walk, I've never run out of questions. So anyway, so I asked the guy, I said, hey, why are you selling these? I said, these are really amazing. He said, well, you know, I bought them last year when COVID hit and they canceled. They had to reschedule for this year. And then he said, I moved out of state. I go, oh, what do you do? He goes, I'm in the military. He goes, I was stationed at Fort Drum, but now I'm stationed in Fort Benning, Georgia, and I can't go. I said, wow, man, what a deal, thinking. Right place, right time. Can we get a Steve Harvey X? Do I have one of those? Do I have that soundtrack or that? Let me see. Nope. Well, I guess that'll be as close to the Steve Harvey Red X on Family Feud that we can get to. So let's hear it just one more time before I continue. That's what I was hearing after this whole thing went down. Oh, by the way, I just want to, you know, if you're wondering why I'm not swearing right now, I thought about, because it was going to be a swear fest. But I want to keep it clean, because that's like, I don't think I've sworn in any of my podcasts before. So I didn't really want to start now, but let me tell you something. The adult version is really good. Really, the only thing I'm missing out is the swearing, because there's more theatrics involved. There's like, the story really hits a home run, almost to the F word, really hits a home run if I can swear. But see, I want to be that guy that doesn't have to swear. So anyway, so I'm talking to this guy on the phone for a few minutes. Actually, I think it was like 6 minutes, the first phone call, right? He's going on about, you know, oh, I'm in the military, all this and blah, blah. I said, that's cool. You know, so how long have you liked Dave Matthews for? He's going on about stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. And I think he even made reference to that he has a baby, right? So this whole thing, every little thing we're talking about is just solidifying in my mind that this will be a legit transaction. At no point in the entire couple conversations I had with him did I ever feel like this was a scam at all. And like I said, I can read people really well. But now I have doubts. And to be honest with you, I haven't been scammed in probably 15 years. All right? The last time I was almost scammed, although I recognized it right away, was with domain names. Somebody said they were interested in a domain name. This is like I said, 15 years ago. It was a long time ago. They were interested in a name, but they wanted me to get it appraised at this website of their choice. Ultimately, make a long story short, because I don't want to get too off topic here, but they wanted to have me get the domain name appraised at their website. They didn't allude to that it was their website. I said, I know how much it's worth. I don't need an appraisal. It was like $75 or $100. So they just do this all day, you know, saying, oh yeah, I'm interested in this name. It's, you know, some could be expensive, like $5-10 grand, whatever, $50 grand. Well, I just want to make sure that it's going to appraise right. So as soon as they get the appraisal fee dumped in their account, then you'd never hear from them again, right? So that was as close to a scam that I've encountered in quite a long time. So the guy said, hey, make a ticket. Do you have a Ticketmaster account? I said, no. He said, make an account. Just get the Ticketmaster app on your phone. He says, I'm almost home. And this didn't click right away, because he's like, I'm almost home, which means he would be driving or something like that, and he wasn't, because there was no road noise at all. I'm a stickler for good audio. So he says, let me call you back in like 10 minutes. He said, that'll be enough time for you to make your account on Ticketmaster. And then when I call you back, we'll complete the transaction. I said, this is awesome, dude. Thank you so much. Dude, my heart was racing. I'm like, I've got the deal of a lifetime. I mean, the deal of a lifetime. Because there's been so many times in the past I wanted to go, like my days off or whatever lined up, and I could go to Dave in the past. And when he comes in, usually typically July or June, he rarely comes this late in the year. But like I said, it was because of the cancellation last year with COVID. The tickets like are usually outrageous. And like I said, you can't get them right away because there's so many tens of thousands of people trying to get local Dave Matthews concert tickets as soon as they become available. So you have like no chance. Or they're like in these like concert clubs or like, you know, different perks that the military has where you get first dibs on stuff. And that's another thing I asked him. I said, dude, how did you get these tickets? And why are you selling them so cheap? I said, these are expensive tickets. He's like, yeah, I just want to get rid of them. He's like, you know, I kind of forgot I had him, all this stuff. And, you know, and he was real good about it. He said, well, by being in the military, there was some program he named that I obviously have never heard of before. I don't even know if it's real or not. Oh, I wish I captured all that audio. It was just golden. The guy was so smooth. So smooth with this scam. And he said it was like some MDF, like, you know, part of the military that allows people access to like certain deals and stuff, like all over, you know, like a perk to being in the military. And that seems legit because let's face it, there are perks out there for people that are in the armed services serving the military. just like there are for law enforcement, first responders, all that, right? So the guy told me that, and I'm like, well, that sounds, yeah, I mean, I've heard of that before. I know people that have memberships of different things, like different like music entities and things like that, and they can get first dibs or what, they got to pay a membership all year, blah, blah, blah. So that again, solidified the fact that this is a real transaction. And the guy was also very confident on the phone. Very confident. I mean, just amazing, amazing how good he was at speaking. So he said, hey, let me call you back, calls me back. And then he says, hey, hold on, let me get my what's your phone? He's like, here, let me text you. Because I was on the phone, and rather than go back, and I was, like I said, I was parked, not driving and talking. All right, for all you Karens out there. So what I did was, I was on the side of the road, right? I'm on the phone with him, I'm on speaker, and I'm trying to kind of like multitask a little, right? And I didn't want the phone to end. I didn't want to like accidentally hit the phone, end button, whatever, the red button, and have it disconnect. Then he thinks that like I'm scamming him or I'm not real, whatever, right? And I wanted these tickets so bad. I'm like, this is going to be the story of the century. That Pat, the host of the Huba Show, by the way, hubashow.com, was able to get these unbelievable tickets to see Dave Matthews tonight at 7:30 at SPAC. Listen, I would have been telling this story for 100 years. Every dinner table at Thanksgiving, Christmas, barbecues, 4th of July, this story, people would have been so sick of me telling this story over the next couple of years that they wouldn't even want anything to do with me anymore. They'd like, you know, unfriend me from everywhere. Just kidding. They probably wouldn't, but you know what I mean. So anyway, so the guys is he's like, here, hold on. No, you don't have to text me. That's too much work for you. Just, I'll send you a text so you have it now. And then just text me your phone number, or not your phone number, your first and last name and your email address, because that's what I need. This is him telling me now. That's what I need on my end after you pay me so that I can push the tickets into your Ticketmaster account. I'm like, wow, they can do that? Yeah, and that's what he said too. He says, yeah, SPAC wants to see the QR code on the tickets on your phone. He says they don't do paper tickets anymore. To be honest with you, I don't know if they do or not, but at the time I believed them. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. This is awesome. Like, this is just amazing to me. We can do all this so like fluidly and seamlessly, like almost effortlessly. So his wife is in the background. I didn't actually hear her, but he's talking to her. Again, this could all just be theater of the mind. Theater of the mind can get really psychological, okay? There's all little kinds of, I learned about this in broadcasting. There's all kinds of things that you can do when you're talking to make other people believe something is occurring. It's called theater of the mind. All right. So that's what this guy's doing. Again, didn't even pick up on it. Unbelievable. Oh, man, I just can't even tell you like how angry I was. So his wife sends me, I said, hey, let's do Apple Pay, right? So he's like, oh, she just set Apple Pay up or whatever. I said, well, I have it set up. I said, this will be a secure transaction like this, no problem. Rattling, you know, because I was asking before, like, how would you prefer me pay you? Do you want Venmo? Do you want PayPal or Apple Pay? He's like, we could do Apple Pay. I said, you got an iPhone? I go, yeah. Or I said that to him. He goes, yeah, right? So that's what we agreed on doing Apple Pay for the transaction. So his wife, all of a sudden I get a text message from his wife's phone number, which by the way, I'm giving all these numbers out to avoid, because we're creating awareness right now. We're creating awareness for the scamming population, and her number, if it is really a her or a legit person, it's probably him now that I look back on it. It's area code 770-906-2414. 770-906-2414. So she, and then she goes, this is, hi, from Jan, Rich's wife. Now, I didn't think about the, because the, like I said earlier in my podcast, when I read you the paragraph of the actual ad on Craigslist for the tickets, it said, contact Dion. Okay, now, it just didn't register or I didn't see it at the time, right? Because I wanted, for me, it was all about the speed. How fast can I get a hold of this person so I can grab these tickets? Okay, so really I read like 80% of it. I didn't read Dion, but to be honest with you, I was so excited for this deal that I probably would have overlooked the name of the author of this ad and his name on the phone that he's telling me. So his wife texts me from that 770 number and says, from Jan, Rich's wife, she sent me a dollar. And then I got thinking, why would she send me a dollar? And he's like, well, she just wanted to make sure it worked because she hasn't used it before. And I never did either, to be honest with you. So I'm like, all right, well, that's noble of him. You know, that's again, re-solidifying the fact this is not a scam. So then, and by the way, I hope everybody listening to this, because you're listening to Raw Talent right now. There's no cuts here. I haven't been recording this for like 3 hours and splicing it all together. I don't have to. As a former broadcaster, ham radio operator, and just somebody that has been conditioned to talk their whole life, this is effortless for me to do. So share this episode. Please share this episode. Tell people about hubishow.com, hubishow.com, hubishow.com. And, you know, maybe we can, well, like I said, we're creating awareness. Maybe other people will be able to, well, maybe I'll be able to help other people through you by sharing this episode with your friends and family and whoever else, coworkers or whatever. Because scamming is just out of control, as I figured out today, or I experienced today. Right? So then, so I sent him $150. Right? And I still don't have any feeling at all that I'm being scammed. None. And then he says, hold on a minute. So like about a minute or so went by and I still don't have the tickets, but we're still conversing on the phone. And then he said, hold on, I have to get the activate, or I have to get a confirmation code from Ticketmaster. I'm like, again, re-solidifies the deal that this is legit, because that's very typical. Like, I think they call it two-factor authentication or something like that, where if you're trying to do something, they'll text your number to make sure it's real and not a scam, all this stuff, right? So he's like, hold on, let me put you on hold for 1 second and switch over. I think Ticketmaster's calling me. Okay, fine. Switch is over. So here I am on the phone for a few minutes, and I'm like, all right, maybe he's having a problem. And then it's a little longer. Now it's like 10 minutes. Now I'm like, why? What the hell's taking so long? And then the phone call ends. And I look at my phone. I got a great signal. I'm like, oh, that's funny. What's this all about? So I still don't, now I'm only like 10%. I've got this growing like feeling of me, only about 5 or 10% that this might be a scam. I call his number back. Goes the voicemail. And it's not even a personalized greeting. It's that automated crap. Right? That goes like this. The person you're trying to reach, blah, blah, blah. They go through the phone number. It's not available. But at the tone, we've all heard it a million times. You could practically recite it word for word, tone for tone. So then I call his wife's number. Right? No answer. Goes to voicemail. Now my stomach starts to like turn. Now I feel like my stomach's in knots. So I call his number like 3 or 4 times, still no answer. I start sending text messages, no response. Well, before I realized this was a scam, when his wife sent me a dollar, anything I sent her, like when I sent her part of the $150 through that number that she sent me, it says red. I had a red receipt. So when I text that number back, there's no red receipt. There still isn't. So once I didn't see that and the numbers weren't picking up, I go, I just got scammed. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't believe I just got scammed. This guy was so smooth. Like I said, he was such a great talker. He was the kind of person that gives you that warm, fuzzy feeling inside. You know? Apparently, he said he worked at the military, you know, career soldier, has a child, he's married, I got these tickets from last year. The whole story was nothing but BS. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So I immediately went to the Apple transaction on my phone and reported it as a scam, fraud, whatever, with a paragraph of the details. Then I called up KeyBank, right? I called up KeyBank, and I explained everything to him. And the woman was extremely helpful on the phone. I didn't leave a single detail unturned. Plus, I got screenshots of the text messages. I still have the text messages saved, even if they need that for anything, which it doesn't sound like they will. But if they do, I've got them. And the ad, a screenshot of the ad. And the only reason I took a screenshot of the ad, it wasn't for like, you know, maybe if this might be a scam. Because like I said, I had no indication that it was going to be a scam. Because I've done stuff like this before. And it all worked out. I just did it so I didn't lose the ad or the phone number that was displayed in case the ad was taken down or it got buried. Because that's another thing, too, you got to worry about is an ad that you find that could get buried, especially if you have, let's say you had 300 or 400 people listing tickets for Dave Matthews Band or whatever. It's just, it's not, it wasn't under just Dave Matthews. It was under all the people selling tickets for, it could be for like a pumpkin, you know, Fright Fest or Apple Pick and whatever. So I didn't want it to get buried. That's why I took a screenshot. Thankfully, I did because it has all the information there. And the ad is no longer there, by the way. I can't believe I got scammed. So the bank, KeyBank, was very helpful. It's the Ravina branch, by the way. And I forget the woman that I was talking to, but she was so professional. I mean, I've never got a warm, fuzzy feeling from anybody on the phone from a bank before until now. Because I haven't been scammed like this ever where I had to call up the bank and tell them about a transaction. So basically, the moral of the story, well, I'll tell you what she's going to do is she says, we can lock your account down till Monday, okay? Because the key is the transaction's still pending. I was literally on the phone 10 or 15 minutes after this took place. So it's not like I waited a couple days. She told me the transaction's still pending and it has to be completed until they can start a dispute. I said, okay, no problem. How do we do that? She says, well, we can lock your account. And I said, well, I have things to do tonight and this weekend. I'm like, I kind of want my card. I'm like, will I still be able to go to the ATM or anything? She goes, no, when it's locked, it's locked. I said, well, I really don't want to do that. What's the next step? What's plan B? Plan B, she said, we let the transaction go through. It'll probably clear tomorrow or Monday. And as soon as it goes through, we'll, what's the word she used? Dispute. We'll dispute the charge. I said, okay, cool. And before I got off the phone, this is very important detail for anybody that ever has to go through this. When you're on the phone with your bank, make sure all of the notes of the conversation are logged into this particular file or this dispute number. So you don't have to re-explain this story again to somebody if she's not available. But she said she's going to be there Monday. So, and what's great too is she said, I don't even have to come in there. She knows who I am. She's got everything ready to go. She knows the whole story. She said, what we'll do is we'll credit you back the $150 because each ticket was $75, and then we'll dispute the charge. She says, you'll receive this. It'll go right back into your account, and while we're working on the dispute, if it comes back that it's not a dispute, like let's say this is a legit transaction, you know, then we'll take the money back out. But she says, I just have to tell you that. She's like, I believe you, but I just have to tell you that. I said, that's no problem. I said, I've never had this happen before, so I don't want to be burned for $150. Because I'll lose sleep over that. That will just irritate me to no end. Not because it's $150, but because I got scammed. And I thought I could recognize stuff like this. I mean, I can. But like I said, when I started my podcast, when things like this happen, not just to me, but people like you too, you learn. It's a learning process. Next time, I'm going to be much more careful. I thought I was being careful. But this person is obviously a professional. I can't even imagine how many other people aren't tech savvy enough or understanding how things like this work, where you can call your bank to dispute something. You can you know, write Apple or whatever, you know, some, well, that's another thing too. Some of these apps make it really difficult to get in contact with them, which is BS too. Anytime there's a transaction with money, you should be very easily, you should have all this information very easily accessible to you if you ever get caught up in a scam. So that's my podcast story. We're 30 minutes into the podcast, uninterrupted, unedited, just 100% raw talent from the broadcast capital of the world here in Schenectady, New York. This is The Huba Show.